Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak and Shalom, and we are now beginning the final parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Bet Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. Hasocher et HaPoel Asot Imo B'Yayin Nesach. Today we will be involved in the issue of taking money for working with Yayin Nesach. So if a non-Jew hires a Jew to work with him in Yayin Nesach, moving barrels around, what it might be, Schoro Asur, he's not allowed to collect the wages. The wages are Asur. But if he hired him to do something else, even though he told him in the middle of the day or at some point, we're going to see that in the next podcast, move that barrel of Yayin Nesach from one place to another, Scharo Mutar, he can collect his wages. Now, in a parallel case, if a guy rents a donkey to move Yayin Nesach around, Scharo Asur, you're not allowed to collect the rent for that. But Scharo Lasheva, if he hired it to go take him somewhere, even though the non-Jew put his own flask of Yayin Nesach on it, schara mutar, then it's mutar to collect the rental. Now, my tam aschara asur, why are the wages of Yayin Nesach forbidden? If you're going to argue that since Yayin Nesach itself is asur, b'hana aschara nami asur, the wages are also asur, but that doesn't work because, haray orla uki v'chilei hakerem nasurin b'hana'a, Orla and Kilei HaKerem, you're not allowed to get benefit from them. Nonetheless, utnan machran mekidesh b'dmeyan mekudeshet. If a guy sells Orla, even though he's not allowed to, and takes that money and he uses it for kiddushin, the kiddushin are valid, which means the money is not asur b'hana'at. The food is, but then you're not allowed to sell it. But you sell it, the money itself is not asur. So you can't say the same thing here. Alahoil v'tofes d'mavka v'rukachavim. It must be that it's just that. Since if you buy some Avodah Zarah, the money also becomes like Avodah Zarah, then that's why. We saw that the two examples of that phenomenon are Shvit and Avodah Kochavim, which is why they were called Shnei Ketuvim Ke'echad. And nonetheless, Shemitah, where if you sell Perot of Shvit, the money also becomes Shvit. Utnana, Omer Lepoel, Hilach Dinar Zef. A guy says to his worker, take this dinar, Lekot Li Bo Yerak Hayom, use it to collect some vegetables. Hires him to work on shvit, and scharo asur. Then he's not allowed to. But lekot li yerak hayom, if he gives him money and says, "Go pick me some stuff," in other words, he's just paying him to do the work. Then scharo mutar. He's allowed to keep the money. So even shvit, which is like a avodah zarah, nonetheless, you keep the money. So why not yayin nesach? Ravah Amar Yochanan knasu shekatzu chachamim achamarin uviyayin nesach. But there's a fine that the Chachamim put on donkey drivers, we'll see what that's about, and Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach Adamran, so Yayin Nesach is what we already said. Chamarin Mahi, what's the case of the donkey drivers? Titanya, Chamarin Shahayu Osin Malacha, the Perot Shvi'it. If you have donkey drivers who are working with Perot of Shemitah, Scharan Shvi'it. Their wages are Shemitah. What does that mean? My Scharan Shvi'it. What does that mean? Ile Mediavino Lumi Scharmi Perot Shvi'it. If you think it means that we pay them from the collection of Perot Shvit, we use this public fund, and that means that we're actually paying off a debt using Perot Shvit. The Torah said that Shvit is for eating, not for business. So it can't be that we pay them with that. What does it mean that Scharan Shvit? The opposite. Not that we help them out, but the Kadosh Scharan Kedushat Shvit, that their wages have a din of Kedushat Shvit, and they can't use it, meaning Asur B'Hana'at. So, Umi Kadosh, since when is there money Kadosh? After all, Vatani, we just learned, Ha'omer L'Poel, Lechti Narzeh, Hukot Li'Yarak Hayom, go take this money and collect, and gather some fruit and vegetables. Scharo Mutar, he's allowed to keep it. So you see that this Knas on the Chamarin can't be what Rabbi Yochanan says. So, I mean, the Kansel Chacham, the interpretation of Scharan Shvi'it can't mean the way Rabbi Yochanan seems to say it, that it's a Knas. So, Lekodi Yerik, Bomayom Schar Asur, Amar Baye gave the answer, Leolam Yavinim Le Schar Miperot Shvi'it. We go back to our first supposition, which is a very nice one. The donkey drivers who bring Perot Shvi'it around get paid from the Shvi'it fund. And you said, we have a problem with the word Lo'ochla, that Shvi'it is only for eating and not for paying off debts, Lo Scharab. You find a mutter way to do it, and we have such things when you're not allowed to pay somebody directly. There are ways to pay them in a roundabout way so that you could still pay them and not violate the law. Kidit non, we have this Mishnah of this Mishnah. Lo yamar adam l'chaveru, Ha'alei perot halalu shalayim b'chalek. This is a Mishnah Maaser Sheni. You can't say to somebody, listen, do me a favor, take these perot up to Yerushalayim and you get a portion of them. Because then you're paying him for the job of taking the perot with the perot to Maaser Sheni. Avalo merlo ha'alei l'ochlam l'ishtotam Yerushalayim. You could say, take them, enjoy them in Yerushalayim. And then you can give him a gift. And he can give you a gift. So that's the mutar way to do it. The same thing here. That you can find a way to pay the chamarin with perot shvit where you're not paying them directly. In other words, you say, do this for me as a favor, and then as a favor you give them some fruit. Now, Rava goes back to the one we were looking at, which is the olam nekodesh kedushat shvit. It really means that the wages they earn have a din of shvit. And a kakashalach poel, and you were challenged by the thing that we said about a poel, where a poel who is told by the farm owner, go out, here's some money, go out and pick me some stuff. He's allowed to keep the money on shvit. The reason is because a worker doesn't get a lot of money from this. He gets a dinar. So lokan surabonim, they didn't put a knas, but chamarin, but donkey drivers, those are your Teamsters Union. They're making a lot. The nafish agrayu, they're making a lot of money. Kan surabonim bohu. And the rabbonim put a knas on them. But think about our Mishnah. We go back to our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is talking about an individual guy who's just moving barrels around. Why is it aser? Manitin chumadei nesar shani. In Shvit, we don't have the same level of concern about the Chumrah of Shvit as we do with Yain Nesach because of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, here we extend the Knas even to the workers who are just doing individual work. Okay, Ibayalu. The question was asked, Scharol Stam Yainan Mahu. What if you're hired not to move real Yain Nesach, but Stam Yain, meaning Yain that we don't know if the Goy was Menaseh? Mi Amrinan, here's one side. Keva di Sura Chamur ki Yain Nesach, kede Yain Nesach. Since the prohibition is as serious as Yain Nesach, right? You're not allowed to get Hanoah. Scharo Nami Asur, so it should be the same rule. Odil Mahoyle Tumato Kiel. Remember that the Tuma of Yain, of Stam Yain, is Revit. Not Kezayin, not that it generates its own Tuma. So Av Scharo Nami Kiel, so maybe it should be lighter. In other words, Stam Yain should not be as serious as Yain Nesach out and out. So the answer, let's see, Toshma, Dahu Gavra de Agar Arbe L'Stam Yain. A guy rented out his boat for them to schlep some stam yain up and down the river, down probably. Yahavule chiti beigra. So they paid him off with wheat. Ata kam Rav Chista, came Rav Chista and said, can I benefit from this? Amarle zil kalinu vekavrinu bekivri. Burn up this wheat and bury it. So parenthetically, valemale badrinu, why didn't you just tell him to spread it out, throw it to the wind? The answer is atabule de tekala. Somebody else will pick it up and use it, and it's really asur. So burn it and spread it out. So somebody will use it for compost or fertilizer. So just bury it as is. Why do you have to burn it? Milo, Tanan, don't we have the Mishnah Echad, Evan Shanis Kaba? We have this in Sanhedrin. Whether it's the rock that was used for your skila or the tree that was used for your impaling. Vechad Saif Shinaragbo and the sword that you're killed with. Vechad Sudar Shinachnakbo. Or the material that was used to choke you in Chenek, kulam nikbarimimo. They're buried with the person. Now, why aren't we concerned that somebody's going to dig that up and use it? Because here we say you have to burn the wheat. The answer is hatam de kavri vedina. There they bury them in the beitin, in the special beita akvarot of the beitin. Muchamilta deruga beitin ninu. Everybody knows the aruga beitin, and nobody's going to use any of the implements found near them. Here it's not clear. All you find is some wheat buried. Amar inish ganav va'aiti kavra hacha. What happened is some guy stole some wheat and then he buried it here. So therefore they'll take it. And they shouldn't. That's why he said burn it up and bury it. Now, devei rabbi, so that was the answer. And the answer to the question was, therefore stam yayin has the same din. You can't get any hana'a from the wages. Now, devei rabbi yanai, yazfi pere shvit me'anim. Rabbi Yanai, I remember, was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. Rabbi Yanai had passed away, but his household still had the practice that they would borrow perot shvit from the poor, and parilu b'shvinit, and then they paid them back in the eighth year. They wanted to help the poor out. This is how they did it. Atu amrlo Rabbi Yochanan. So they came to Rabbi Yochanan and said, is this okay? Amrlo hu, ya'utein ovdin. They're doing okay. They're doing fine. It's a good thing. Uchanegnan me'etnan mutar. In a parallel case with an etnan, remember, a gift given to a zonah, cannot be brought to the Beit HaMikdash, but a parallel case with an etnan like this is mutter. What does that mean? The Tanya. Now, Tanla v'lo ba'aleha, if the guy gave her the gift but didn't have beer with her, the zona, Or Baal Evelon Tamar, he had Bia with her but didn't give her the gift. And Anan Mutar, the Anan is Mutar. Now that statement on its face, neither one of those statements or the halves of the statement make any sense. Now Tamar Levalabalea, if he gave her the gift but didn't have Bia with her, Pshita, Kevin Labalea, Matana Baalmahu, the Yaiv law. Since he didn't have Bia with her, it's not Netanan, it's just a gift, of course, Mutar. The two, Baal Evelon Tamar, in the second half is even stranger. If he had Bia with her and didn't give her anything, so how can you say etnanam mutar? Halo yaiv lav lo meidi. He didn't give her anything. There is no etnan. I'm not talking about my etnanam mutar. Halachik amar. So the brayta should read as follows. Natan lavi acharkach baaleha. If he gave her the etnan and then later had bia with her. Or baalev acharkach natan la. Or he had bia with her and then later gave it to her. Just like our case where they bought the perot shvita, they borrowed them and paid it back later. And etnanam mutar. That's why Shmuel said it's a parallel case. Now, so Rabbi Yochanan says it's a parallel case. Now, Natan Lav Yacharkach Baalea, now let's look at our repaired version of the Braita. If he gave her the gift and then later had Bia with her, then why is it Mutar? L'chi Baaleha Lecho Ala Yisur Etnan L'mafreya. Now, retroactively, it should be considered an Etnan. So, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kishe Kadma V'Hikrivato. She brought it as a Korban before he had Bia with her. He gave it to her, she brought it as a Korban, and then they had Bia. So, Hechidami, wait a second, what happened? If he said to her, this is yours from right now, so pshita deshari, it's hers, the halaita b'shat bia, and it doesn't exist anymore at the time of bia. He gave her a gift, and there was no etnan here. If he didn't say it's yours now, then the assumption is that it's not hers till the bia. She can't bring it. Because if a man dedicates his house, anything you dedicate to the mikdash has to be yours to give. And if it's not hers yet, she can't give it. Ella da marla, he must have said to her, lehave gabech ad shat bia, you keep it until the time of bia, at which time it'll become yours. It meets to ichle kadami achsha, but if you end up needing in the middle, then it's yours as of now. And that's why if she brought it, it's a valid korban. Now, by Rav Ashai then asked the following question, kadma vihikdishato. Let's say that she gave her the gift, she then went again and was makti shit, but wasn't makri, but then they had bia. Mau, can they then bring it as a korban? Kevan da amar mar, we have the Mishnah in Kiddushin, which says, Mesirato, amiratole, gavol, kemisiratole, hedyot, when you make a commitment to hekdesh, it's like handing it over in the case of a civil case, which a civil partner, which means that the minute she said hekdesh, it's not hers anymore, and it's gone. So kamanda krivet te dami, it's almost as if she brought it as a korban, and therefore it should be good. But on the other hand, it's still physically around. So we should be able to solve this problem. What did Rabbi Elazar solve the problem? It's a case, when is the etnan mutar? If he gave her the etnan and then it'd be, if in the meantime she brought it as a korban. Dafka ikrivato, it's dafka because she brought it as a korban. Not if she was just makdishit. Right? So the answer is, Rabbi Elazar gufe coming by lemai. That's Rabbi Shaya's question. What does Rabbi Lazar mean? Mif shat pshita leilu Rabbi Lazar di krivato dafka. Is it that Rabbi Lazar holds only krivato is good? But if she's just makti shit, it's absolutely still an etnan and usur because it's around at the time of bia. Or maybe he knows for sure that bringing the offering makes it mutar. But he's not sure what the case is if you're makti shit. And therefore, Rav Ashai asked the question, and by the way, the answer is, teiku, we really do not have a solution. Okay, we'll pause it at this point. We'll pick it up and continue with our discussion of the etnan and this time gap in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.